Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Ches, at the end of Halacha Gimel, and the Oizvah Rutshus Daf is at Memtes Amar Aleph, about 14 lines up from the bottom at the two dots with the words, Rabavo B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, and the Arskot Rutshus Daf is at Nundan Amar Aleph, about 5 lines from the top, and today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar Basi B'Yaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And here we're touching on what the Mishnah had said, that if a person ate or drank things that are not Ra'i Lachil or Shtia, he's Pater for the Yom Kippur. So the Gemara tells us, Rabavo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Ha'echol Kele Akerem, Loike. If a person, even not Yom Kippur, just regular throughout the year, eats kelaim bekerem, meaning forbidden things were planted in a vineyard, he's going to get malchus for that, and it's based off of pasuk. And also, Rav says b'shem Riachanan, hakaisis chite truma, like it. If a person chews raw kernels of wheat that are truma, he gets malchus for that as well. That's considered eating. And Rav says b'shem Riachanan, another memra, hamgameya chaimet shel truma, if a person swallows vinegar of truma, like he's going to get malchus. As the Gemara Tani, we have a brice, we have to add that word in, hamgameya chaimet shel truma, mishalam sakaren, ve'in mishalam sakhaimesh. If a person swallows vinegar of truma, he has to pay the karen, which is the main value of what he ate, that's just paying the kain back, but he doesn't have to pay the chaimesh, which is an added fifth, as a penalty that he usually does have to pay for eating truma. In this case, he doesn't have to because it's not considered eating. And furthermore, the Brisa says, HaKoyzis chite truma, mishalam sakaren, ve'ena mishalam sakhaimesh. So you see, the Brisa is not like Rabbi Yechanan. The drinking chaimetz or eating raw wheat kernels is not considered regular eating, so you shouldn't get malchus for that. So Gemara answers that no, Rabbi says, shuhu mishalam karen chaimesh, that he does pay karen chaimesh. Now the question is, does that mean that Rabbi Yechanan goes like Rabbi, who's a das yachid, and argues with a chamim? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yirma tells b'shem Reb Ami, that if a person swallows vinegar of truma after he ate, lachar tivlai means after he dipped his bread, meaning after he ate his meal, so then he does have to pay karen chaimesh. Why is that? Because vinegar after a meal settles a person, and so in that way it is considered regular eating. Now we go on to the last part of the Mishnah, which I told us, so we just clarify what the Mishnah means, and here we have a machlokes. Rav Chana pasur masnisa. Rav Chana explains the Mishnah as follows. Tinoikos, little kids, ain't ma'anosun b'yom kippurim, v'loy mechan chenoson, period. We're not ma'anah them on Yom Kippur, which means we don't make them fast the whole day, and we're not even mechanich them, which means we don't even make them fast a little bit. Nothing, zero, nothing whatsoever. However, koidim l'shana, koidim l'shnasayim, that's a lashon in the Mishnah, mechanchen, then we are mechanich them. In other words, a year or two before they become bar bas mitzvah, we're going to be mechanich them, we're going to train them in how to fast properly. 2 years is for a child with a strong constitution, 1 year is for a child who's a little bit weaker, and the way that we're mechanich them is that we push them a little bit. Let's say they usually eat 4 hours into the day. We say, hold off, it's Yom Kippur, eat 5 hours into the day, so on and so forth. However, Memtas on Bez on top, Rabbi Yochanan Pasur Masnisa, Rabbi Yochanan explains the Mishnah as follows. Tinoikos, ein ma'anosun b'yom kippurim, avol mechanchen, little kids, we're not ma'anah them Yom Kippur, which means we don't make them finish the whole fast, but we are mechanch them on Yom Kippur, even though they're little kids. Now, koidim l'shona, koidim l'shtayim, mashlimin, a year or two before they hit bar bas mitzvah, then we have them finish the fast. And the question is, ad heichan, up until what age? What age is this? Sarvacha quotes of Chino, quotes of Yaakov Bar Idi, who says, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, K'ben Teshach ben Eser, 9 and 10 years old. 9 years old is for a girl, and 10 years old is for a boy. And moving on to Halacha Da'al, the Mishnah tells us, Ubra Sheiricha, a pregnant woman that smelled food on Yom Kippur, Machilin Oysa Achetash of Nafsha, we give her food to eat on Yom Kippur until she gets settled. And that's because when she smelled it, that means that her Ubar, her fetus inside, also smelled it, and it's actually very dangerous if she does not eat. So we give her food on Yom Kippur until she gets settled. Now, Chayla, sick person, Yom Kippur, Machilin Oysal Pibakian, we're going to give him food based off of experts. That's referring to doctors. If they say that he needs to eat, so he needs to eat. And there's a diok out of the word Bikiin, which is plural. That means we're going to follow the Rav. So if there's two doctors that say he needs to eat, and one doctor says he does not, we're going to listen to the two over the one. Now, if Ain Shum Bikiin, if there's no experts here, Machilin Oysal Piatsmai, Achim Radai, we're going to feed him based off of his own assessment. If he says, I need to eat, so we're going to feed him until he says that's enough. Says the Marbat Chila, in the beginning, meaning when a woman who's pregnant smells either tray food or it's on Yom Kippur and she smells regular food and she really needs it. So Teichva Baroitev, we're just going to dip her finger into the sauce, so that's less of an Isser because it's just the sauce, it's not the actual food. Im Shava Nafsha Re Yafa. If she's settled from that, then great. Vim Lav, if not, Noisim Lami Gufa Shel Isser, will even give her the Isser itself to eat, and that's because, as we said, it's very dangerous if she doesn't eat food. Now there's a story. Shteyu Baris Balef Nir Btarfin. There were two pregnant women who came to Btarfin on Yom Kippur saying that they really needed food. So Shalach Lagabayin trained Talmidin, he sent them to Talmidim. Amrulain, he told his Talmidim, Azlan va'amrulain, go and tell them, Tsuma Rabahu, it's a great fast, it's Yom Kippur. Maybe that's going to encourage them to hold off from eating. So Amrulakadmaya, they told the first woman, Vishadach, and it calmed down, meaning the Uber inside, her fetus, didn't need the food anymore. And Vakari Alai, Reb Tarfin said about this one, quoting the following pasuk, Mi beten imi keili ata, from my mother's womb, you are my God, because we see that the fetus was able to calm down when he heard that it was Yom Kippur, and actually the Gemara Gemara in Bavli says that this fetus ended up being Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar L'Tanya, they told the second one, but V'loi Shadach, didn't calm down and she needed food. V'karin Aloy, and he said the following pasuk about it, Zayir Rushayim Meirachem, wicked people stray from the womb, told me Betin Dairi Chazov. And Bavli says about this fellow that he turned out to be not such a good guy after he was born. Now more about sick people on Yom Kippur, Chayla Omer Yochlani. If the Chayla says, I'm able to not eat, it's okay, it's fine. V'roife Omer Eina Yochol, but the doctor says he's not able to, he needs to eat. Shema L'roife, we listen to the doctor, and that's because we say that the sickness made this fellow not clear-headed, and he thinks he's able to not eat, but really, we listen to the doctor. Now, Roife Omer Yochol Hu, let's say the doctor says, it's fine, he could fast, he doesn't have to eat. But V'chayla Omer, the sick person, says, Eini Yochol, I need to eat. Shema L'chayla, we listen to the Chayla, and that's because there's a pasuk that says, Lev Yodeh Maris Nafshai, the heart knows the bitterness of his soul, and so we listen to the person. Leitzur Chadola, the only question is the following, Chayla Omer Yochol Ani, the Chayla says, I'm able to, I don't have to fast. V'roife Omer Eini Yodeh, but the doctor says, I'm not 100% sure. Stravo says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nasik Safik Nefashas, this is like a Safik Nefashas case. This obviously talking about an extremely sick person, not just a person who has a little bit of a stomachache. And so it's Safik Nefashas, V'chol Safik Nefashas, Deiches HaShabbos, and we know the Safik Nefashas is Deiches HaShabbos, and by the same token, it's going to be Deiches Yom Kippur, and so we're going to tell this fellow to eat. And on Talacha Ches, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Achazu Bulmus, somebody who because of hunger got this Bulmus sickness, which is when a person is so hungry, they haven't eaten in so long, they become very, very ill. And one of the key characterizations of this is that his eyesight dims and is very dangerous. He can actually die. We feed him even tray food until his eyes brighten, so we see that the bulmus has passed. However, if somebody is bitten by a rabid dog, no feeding a person from part of its liver, that's not 100% that's counted as a regular refuah, so we can't give him this iser. Whereas Rav Masi Mecharsh Matir, Rav Masi Mecharsh allows because he holds that it is 100% refuah. Rav Masi Mecharsh also said, that's proper girsa. Somebody who has a sickness in his throat, this is talking about a specific sickness that's very dangerous. If it's not stopped, it goes into his intestines and he could die. Matilan b'sechay sam b'shabes mipneishu savag nefashayis. We could put sam, which is medicine, into him, even on Shabbos, because it's Safik Nefashos. Shekol Safik Nefashos is Deiches HaShabbos. Any Safik Nefashos is Deiches HaShabbos. Similarly, Mishanof Alav Mapoiles. If a building collapsed, Lo Yaleinu, Safik Husham, Safik Enisham, and it's a doubt whether or not the person's even there. And even if we know for sure he's there, Safik Chai, Safik Meis. We don't know whether or not he's alive, maybe he died. And also, Safik Nachri, Safik Yisrael. We know that there was a person there, but we don't even know. Maybe it's a Yid, but maybe it's even a guy. Mefak Chanolav. Nonetheless, because of Safik Nefashos, we're allowed to start clearing away those stones to look for him. Nunam Alpha on top. Mitzao Chai, if they found him alive, then mefachin olav, they continue clearing away the stones, then mace, but if they found that he was dead, then yanichu, they just leave him, because there's no hetter to be mechal Shabbos for somebody already passed away. Now the Gemara addresses the first part of the Mishnah, this bulmus case. Minanch machilin oisai dveilav tzimukin shel truma. How do we know that a person is bulmus? We're going to feed him a fig cake and raisins that are truma, even before chulin food. That's menadah from the following. There's a story where David and his men found an eved, a slave, an Egyptian slave, that hadn't eaten for 3 days, and they gave him bread, and then the pasuk says, v'yitnu like Pelach Dvelo Shnei Tzimukin, they gave him a piece of fig cake and two raisins, and that's what was Meshiv Nafshay, that's what got him settled. So we see that even though they had given him bread prior to that, really these things are much better. And a similar case, Rav Chana Amar Rav Chana says, Esam Rabbah Esrenish Achol David, the 24 Esrenish that David ate, Birav and Achlon, he ate them in hunger. This is referring to when David was running away from Shaul, and he went to Achimelech, who was a Kayin, and he gave him from the Lechem Apanim. That's what the Gemara is referring to when it says 24 Esrenish, because there's 12 Lechem Apanims, and each one is two Esrenish. So he ate this thing that was kachim, even though he wasn't allowed to eat it. That's because Bar-Avan Achlan, he ate it in the state of hunger. It was dangerous for him not to eat. And Rabbi Yochanan Matzei Kain, Rabbi Yochanan had this as well. He had bulmus, va'achol mada ashkach kadmai, and he ate that which was in front of him. It was a davar iser. And v'karin alai, he said about himself the following pasuk, ha'chachmat chaya ba'aleha, wisdom gives life to its owner. He was commenting about his wisdom that he realized that he needs to eat this davar iser in order to stay alive. Honey, we have a brisa, mechilino says, ha'kol bekal. We feed him everything. We'll feed a person who's deathly ill, who has bulmus, or has one of these issues, we'll give him any sort of food, no problem. However, we have to start out with the most kal. We need to give them the lightest iser first. For example, nevela utruma, machino semi truma. If there's nevela or truma to give him, we give him truma. Tevel ushvias, if there's tevel, which is non truma and meisered food. Or there's shmita produce, which is aser, machilino se shvias, we give him the shmita produce, because that's just the iser lav, whereas eating tevel is misibde shemayim. Says the Gemara, chalva arla, sricha. The question is regarding chala or arla. Chala, there's a chi of misibde shemayim if one eats it, and arla is is a chiyuv lav? Which one are we going to give him? So Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Kashisa kumi Rabba, I asked in front of Rabba, Truma ba'oven miso nevela b'loy saseh. V'atamar hachin, in the case of Truma nevela, we know that eating Truma wants chai misim deshamayim for that. Nevela is just a loy saseh. And we said, give him Truma before nevela. And here you're asking this question regarding Chala and Arla. What's the question? It's obvious. And the answer is that no. Kiman da Amar me'elein kibalein is hamaisres, in the case of Truma nevela, that's referring to Truma de Rabbanon, because it's according to the Man da Amar that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, people took upon themselves to separate Truma and Meiser, and so really it's just Truma de Rabbanon, and that's why it's better to give Truma as opposed to Nevela, which is a Lois Haseh Medai Raisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.